closer.
Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me and you should know you're you. The spirit is the key to unlock the trunk you. Spirit, some people hear it, some people fear it. Spirit, some people just won't go near it. Sure as I'm me.
You know that Germans, you know, did occupy a lot of South America, Mexico, etc.
I don't know why. You guys just have, like, sweat and bananas.
Sweat and bananas? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, because that's what we're good at. Ooh, we lost Perry real quick there.
Perry.
No!
Baby, come here.
Are you still there, Pierre? Pierre, no!
Oh, I see him. He still looks...
Oh, wait a minute. You got to turn Dad up. Okay, Pierre?
It looks like he cooks meth, doesn't it?
That he looks meth?
No, that he cooks meth.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, we're watching him through his garage.
Hey,
into his.
I live out this way in an area where that happens.
In a garage. Like, I would give him 20 bucks that evening. Not like in a hooker way. Just like, you know.
And you're listening. Thanks for tuning in. As you're hearing Pierre, Mr. Pierre rumble through his tools through a live podcast.
It's cooking meth.
It's cooking meth, actually. Yes, this is kind of interesting.
I told you I was going to be doing this.
I knew, even though you knew for 2 weeks we were doing a podcast.
I didn't know you were cooking
meth. Get us in now. We need to make some extra side cash. I'd love to get involved with this, you know.
I know some people. I know a guy who knows a guy who actually, believe it or not, knows another guy.
That's awesome. I like when people know each other. Did we lose Perry again?
I think so.
Perry. We can't. You're fired.
Hold on.
Oh, no. It's okay. I'll just continue rambling on here. Today's kind of interesting because I used to do these shows for a while. I kind of quit, and I still do a paranormal show that's more skeptical in theme on Z-Talk Radio Network or ztalkradio.com. People don't know I've been doing a geek kind of podcast for the past 2 years that we've been focusing on. And I thought I'd just take a step back and kind of get back to the roots of things. Of course, taking advantage of the wonderful season of Halloween, you know. So why not get back, grab the old LCGHers and talk about some of the old haunts and stomps and whatnot. So this is kind of a first episode. So you guys are kind of, for me, even being... It's kind of virgin. I'm a re-virgin with paranormal podcasting.
So are you breaking me in?
Yes. We're all breaking all right. each other in, actually. It's kind of like a trifista.
So we're all...
Oh, I should have...
A trifista.
Yeah.
I like that. I like
Thank
that.
You. I should edit that later. But but yes. I thought, you know, why not start the podcast, talk about some of these old adventures, and get the LCGHers on, as well as people who have been involved with the group, you know, throughout the years. And to start it off, first episode, I mean, once again, I've been doing this for a while, but I think that the LCGH podcast is officially now. So you guys are kind of like my first co-host for the new show.
You're making
so,
me wet.
In movie terms, this is somewhat...
That's awesome.
In movie terms, it's somewhat of a soft reboot, in a sense, because, you know, I did this before, but now we rebranded. It's still the same thing, and we're going on. So enough rambling on.
So I'm like, we're like the new Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, kind of.
The new Spider-Man, yeah.
Just reformed in a way, at least on Maya.
What was his name?
Well, are you talking about the movie-wise?
Yeah, the old one, yeah.
You know, we have a show that we do talk about the stuff on, too. No, but I'm just joking. I'm joking.
No, because I want to make him like the old Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, he's Tobey Maguire, then.
Yeah, he's Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
I want to be the Goblin.
Okay, and then I'll be Andrew Garfield.
Awesome, awesome.
Or Emma Stone.
I love lasagna, too.
Look, we got thank you for the two listeners. Thank you. Say hello, everyone, to the wonderful listeners out there.
Hola, buenos dias, señoritas.
That's Mr. Jonathan. Go ahead, Jonathan. Why don't you just say hi to everyone real quick?
I am a white guy, kind of Polish. I do white guy stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
And I've known Mr. Justin here for like a billion years.
Like, yeah, almost 10 years, I think. Or longer.
Way more.
Yeah, longer than that. 14, yeah. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And yeah, you've been part of the wonderful expeditions as well. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I've known Perry's mom.
Mr. Longer than Perry.
Mr. Pierre. I've known his mom way longer than I've known him.
Months.
Oh, no. Trust me. I know her much more.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh,
boy. No. I would hope not.
And then a little Perry just walks. A little Jonathan Pierre hybrid.
Here's your little brother slash cousin.
And I know I introduced Perry earlier, but go ahead, Perry. Why don't you say hi to everyone again and kind of give them a little backstory about you with the, you know, me, Jonathan, all that crap. After you fix yourself.
Yeah, hi. I'm Perry, you know.
Yeah, all we can see is your mouth. That's awesome.
Well, yeah. Jonathan knows my mom. Within a couple months of meeting myself.
That's how I know him. I am his father.
I've known Justin throughout high school. At least always interest in paranormal. At least especially later on. And even out of high school, and that's when we started doing, you know, getting together more and actually going out and checking out some of these places.
Yeah. And we started off pretty, for us, we started off in high school. That was like really the tipping point was just, the initiation was in high school, you know, lore and everything. And then, you know, not to exclude Jonathan, which I'm going to include him right now. Fast forward a few years, we meet Jonathan. Not a few years, probably more like 5 years or so. We meet Jonathan. We become roommates, and we all become friends, and we started going out on some of these expeditions too. Since we have Perry right now, and then I'll kind of go on a little after. What was your interest with how did you get involved personally before we got involved doing, you know, Lake County Ghost Hunter stuff?
Well, honestly, Justin, even before you were ever around, it was obviously the Ghostbusters.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean that caught me at an early age, but even, you know, throughout years, it started with, you know, just the images of Halloween, and then looking at what more is out there, you know. You hear about those local lores, you hear about, you know, these scary happenings even throughout history, you know, the witchcraft trials and everything turns into another.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and obviously you look at around you when you come into an adventurous, you know, you just come, I don't know, you just get hooked from everything you find.
Now,
that was super elaborate, Perry.
Thank you for that. Now, have you had any experience or things that you question only at all?
Years ago, at least when I was younger, when my great grandmother died, you know, just the thought of her be not, you know, passing over and, you know, is she going to be okay? I want to say I had some kind of a presence in my bedroom one night thinking about that.
That's when I met your mother.
Dad, I could say that was the earliest, if anything, but, like, you know, no one was there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was asleep. It was the middle of the night. But that was the earliest, if anything, but later on, I don't know, White Cemetery.
That's some of that picture interest later.
What's that?
Hearing about White Cemetery piqued your interest later?
Hearing, at least no an experience there.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, like seeing something. In
oh, really?
Movie. Yeah. Well, yeah. That was okay. Many years ago. That's the first real one I can say that possibly be of true claim. You know.
Can you prove it?
Who knows? You know, it could have been anything. That's why you look into this, you conduct experiments, you know, figure out if it's real or not. I don't know.
Well, cool. Yeah, exactly. Now, let's switch over. Let's go to Jonathan. Let's get him in a spotlight here. What interests you? What got you involved? And of course, you know, kind of lead us up to meeting us and doing all those things.
Well, meeting you guys was moving to Illinois, which I'm originally from.
Do you like long walks on the beach as well?
Yeah, I've walked on the beach. I've pooped in Lake Michigan. So yeah, I've experienced the whole Chicago, Wisconsin experience. You know, especially when you poop in a lake.
Yeah,
that makes you legit. Meeting these kids. Actually, I think Justin's older than I am. But anyway,
don't
meeting these
me.
Youngins was just pure chance, which was awesome, and it worked out very well. Been friends for well over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, going out and searching out the paranormal, it's because I'm completely in the opposite field. I don't believe
skeptical.
In it. Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. I think you guys are all just crazy and on meth or something.
Well, you know, I'm skeptical in a sense, and you know that can be a discussion for a bigger show later on, but I remember when you were telling me a story, I think either at your aunt's house or something like that, where were claiming that something happened.
Was it with the litter box?
I don't remember. There was, okay. I remember something about you being tugged or something like that.
No.
Or in the attic of some house or something like that.
Oh, yeah, no, that was fucked up. Okay.
So, anyways, him being skeptical, go ahead, tell your story right there. Go ahead.
All right, so I've had two scenarios that are maybe quote-unquote paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
One, my aunt used to own one of the oldest houses in Chicago. And we had gotten a kitten, and the cat would never go into the bathroom. Scared to death. You put it in the bathroom, immediately perk up, just freeze, and basically just act paralyzed. Several people have died in that bathroom. Eh, whatever. You know, shit happens, especially in the bathroom. But, second time, I was a little kid, and my great-grandmother had just died, and I tried to grab some cookies from the cabinet with my dog, because we were like, you know, partners in crime, and I couldn't reach them, and they just popped out of the cabinet, and then the fridge opened, so I grabbed some milk. Eh, coincidence. Eh. I used to love going with Justin and Perry and the whole gang to these places.
Haunted claims, you know, yeah. Supposedly haunted places, yeah.
And I used to like to go because I would try to disprove mentally, you know, like, this is what's happening. It's because there's a breeze or because someone stepped on something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm interested in the whole idea.
That's
but
true.
I try to go out of my way to explain why it's just being silly.
Well, yeah. You know, initially, you know, I've had my experiences when I was younger, and like my initial thing,
he was molested by a ghost.
By a ghost, a succubus. Actually, I enjoyed it.
It was a stickubus, not a succubus. A lot of sticking or sucking.
Sticky. I had a couple experiences, and I used to have like these, and it'd be kind of like premonitions. And one was of my father dying, and next morning we get a phone call, he died, and I was like, whoa, what? Is all that about? You know, I started asking the church. They're like, oh, no, that's like witchcraft. And I'm like, witchcraft? I'm not doing any witchcraft. You know, it's just all really weird. So
he's Mexican. They don't believe in witches.
Yeah, we don't. We are witches. No. Oh, I'm sorry, boo-boo.
Brujas.
Brujas, yeah, witches. Or curanderos, as some say, for the witch doctor. Oh, we lost Perry. But anyways.
Hold on.
I look fat.
Hold on.
I look fat on the screen.
Oh, well, don't focus on a screen. No one cares what you look like.
No,
on
but
the,
I look like
a
child molester beard right now.
We have we have Skype, so we have people joining us, which means if you do want to join in the conversation, you can join our chat at the LCJH podcast at lcjhresearchgroup.org. Or if you want to join the chat via Skype, you can always find me on Skype as GhostHunterJ82, and we'll be able to bring you in. Or maybe Perry be able to bring you in.
All would be super appreciated.
Look at Perry.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Well, I just want to say, catch up in the chat room. White guy who does
pores.
White guy stuff. Flat. They really enjoyed that line, so thank you for that. You know, so as I got older and I was really involved with the religion for a long period of time, I started questioning things. And essentially, through high school, that's when we went out and started doing these things. So eventually, as I started doing this more, going out to these places, I started becoming more skeptical, you know, and really looked like, what does all this mean, you know? And then you have people come with you like, oh, did you feel that? Did you hear that? And I'm like, no, you know, and I have the equipment, you know. I started the LCJH Research Group. Well, I started it as Lake County Ghost Hunters officially in 2002, which is in November. So we're actually becoming to, I think, our 12th anniversary this November, which is interesting.
Good job at math.
Thank you. And we're going to be coming up to our 12th anniversary. But I've been doing it, obviously, you know, when I was in high school, so that's even earlier than that. Oh, thank you, Perry, for giving us a good old white eye. But so during that time, you know, I was going to these places believing stuff will happen. I end up buying equipment. You know, you guys seen some of the EMF readers, all that stuff.
I remember when you used to have a flashlight taped to a backpack.
Yes, I actually.
Yes.
I'm glad you remember that, Perry. That was his paranormal hunting equipment.
Of course I did. That was every single trip that we ever did.
That's all you needed was a flashlight taped to a backpack.
Exactly.
That's how you find a ghost.
Thank you.
And Justin would have a big smile on his face and just click that thing on.
My makeshift proton pack. My makeshift photon pack, because that's all really it was, shooting light, you know, photons, light.
Well, and waves.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Don't be a dick.
Light waves. But you know, I started noticing I wasn't getting too much data or anything collected from using those. It changed. I won't get too much into the aspect.
Flashlights make it really hard to find ghosts because ghosts apparently don't like light.
They don't like light. That's why we have to search in the dark.
Yes.
So I started cutting down on using those and just overall kind of have an open perspective when I go to these things and keeping, you know, mindful of my area and stuff. But still, you know, as being involved, you still have to take these claims and you still have to do your best to get data. And, you know, in a short, and once again, I could do, you know, you're listening, you're going to listen to the archives. You can find us on Podbean at the Anonymous Radio Network, and you can pick up our archive there. Or here at the, actually, lcjhresearchgroup.org. They'll be updated on the blog here as soon as I get everything uploaded. But, you know, you look at these things and you still have to do the research, you know, gather information and kind of know what your area is, what's going on. And even though I haven't got any physical evidence of paranormal experiences.
I slammed them once.
I still have evidence via data, via research of history, you know, stories and so on that, you know, kind of correlate with each other. Because what are you laughing about over there? You making a face?
I'm not.
That correlate with each other. And, you know, you kind of pull things together from that. So I started noticing people experiencing things out of stress, you know, related situations, coming in and out of sleep, and so on. So it really took a different perspective for me once I started seeing these different connections.
Like Perry trying to grow a beard?
Yeah. Peach fuzz.
That's probably stress-related, yeah. Oh, and your dimple. You're so cute.
So, you know, I really try to look at it in that objective, more scientific point of view, skeptical point of view, which really is not negating anything. It's just being open to the possibility of stuff happening. Thus, fast forward, now we do the LCJH Research Group. Now we're going to places more. And, you know, just overall, it's good to check them out. We have a group of people who are diverse in, you know, how they look at things, perspectives. And even though we haven't found much, it's some great great adventures being involved with that. With that, I don't know if you went to St. Pat's with us at all, Jonathan?
I don't remember places.
Okay, all right.
I remember stuff.
Some things, yeah.
I don't remember names of where things were.
In Gurnee.
Well,
it was like the other side of Gurnee, maybe.
It's really Wadsworth, kind of, you know.
St. Pat's. What was St. Pat's?
excuse me. Go ahead, Perry. Go ahead.
St. Patrick's Cemetery, located just east of Gurney Mills. Gurney Mills Mall. Yeah, you had to pass
you,
over there.
Thank you, travel guy,
Pierre.
I used to own a sunglasses kiosk in Gurney Mills.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What's that?
So I used to own a sunglasses kiosk in Gurney Mills. It's called Ideals.
Yeah. Gilly's Road.
Ideals.
Ideals.
Yeah,
cheap
yeah.
Sunglasses. Yeah, I was.
But that was you that you came up with that?
Yes, I'm a genius. Anyway, Perry.
Go on, Pierre.
You disturbed me. A small cemetery. I don't know. The place has always gotten some kind of funny history. It's a little place. It goes far pretty back. There's woods behind it.
Yeah, it's
a big little place.
It's a big little place. No, it's one of the oldest cemeteries here in Lake County, and it goes back actually when you do the history of St. Pat's. We're talking about the Underground Railroad actually passed through Gurnee.
Wow. Okay.
And that's when I started picking up the stories. What it is with St. Pat's, you got two sides going on. You got the 70s influence of occult activity to ghost of some 100-year-old myth of Bloody Mary.
I sold her sunglasses.
She was all bleeding. She's like, oh,
70s cult?
70s, yeah, 70s occult influences.
No.
Or
well,
60s, if you want to go that far.
You are at least early on, but is that a question of what has gone on?
Of course.
In the 90s?
Yeah, there. You know, I got in stories.
Know, that's at least the stuff we all know about. For the most part.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten stories that go back to like 1968 or whatever, where when I was working at Great America.
In 68.
68. Okay. 1968?
Yeah. That's when you started Great America?
No. Yes. I am that old. No. When I was working at Great America, I was, you know, it got brought up, oh, you do this. And one guy, a couple of people actually got, you know, brought up St. Pat's because they're from the area. And he goes, oh, I remember that back in the 60s. They used to talk about that because it has a campgrounds that kind of surrounds it. And they would talk about cloaked figures and, you know, seeing some kind of weird symbols on the campgrounds and stuff like that. And eventually one time we went, we actually met up with the people who are, you know, the groundskeepers of the campground.
The people who put the symbols around.
People who put the symbols on. Yeah. And they confirmed that was a huge issue back in the day, and they used to scare the campers and stuff.
Say a Jew issue?
The Jewish what?
You say it was a Jew issue?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No. The headphones, I like hear you a whole bunch. And
I'm sorry.
At the same time.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'll just turn that up a little bit.
That's cool. Let's make it louder so I can hear less.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Whatever works for you. I hear it fine. But for the most part, though, it was more correlated with that. But when you start digging the research and where it makes it famous is the claims of Bloody Mary, which involves a mirror ghost. You say her name. You know, 3 to 5 times she comes out, scratches you, kills you, some crazy stuff like that. Well,
and that's the one we've always heard about in high school.
Exactly,
it's just Aunt Flo.
Exactly,
it's just you take your girlfriend out to the woods, try to have a good time camping, try to get laid, have a couple drinks. Period. Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
Bam.
They make it a drink, add some alcohol. You're all good. Vodka. Throw in a pickle. but no, it stems from that. And yeah, we used to hear about it all the time. Remember Cycle Steve, an old friend of mine?
Well,
that's how I met.
That's where I can go into quite a bit of things. And this is associated with his roommate.
Yeah. I found out about St. Pat's from other people, but he's like, oh, you haven't gone yet? And it's scary little, you know, you go off on, you know, the road, Old Millbrook Road, and then it starts getting closer to the cemetery, and the trees start coming in. It's an old subdivision there. You know, these are old $500,000 homes and stuff like that. It's a kind of a ritzy area. But it's kind of enclosed, so it's, you know, cut off from the rest of that area there, too. So not much is going on there. And you start passing a cemetery at night, and you just see this blackness and then just that cemetery in the middle. And there's just – it has that feeling. And we used to go by it, and he's like, oh, we'll pull into the driveway. We'll pull into the driveway and see if something happens. And I was always scared at that point to do anything, which eventually...
It's because he's afraid of black people.
Which eventually...
Why do you have a knife, Perry?
because he wants to make us into ghosts. Eventually, we actually gone in there, and the property goes back far. You can actually look up the property, of course, on Google Earth and see how far
so
it goes.
So far back that, we haven't even any of the times I've gone back there, haven't gone quite that far.
Yeah, haven't explored the whole thing. But
it's a good half mile radius, if that.
What kind of adds to the whole mystery of this place is that it was a subdivision at some point behind that cemetery, and this is where kind of the history and things start correlating, which I ended up finding more information in Chicago Haunts through Ursula Bielski's book, and she wrote all the information that she researched about it, and Perry is scaring us with his knife. She researched enough information for us to build off of. And when you go back, what happens with this property is that the house is burnt down at, I think, two or three different times. And what the story is that the person who originally was living in his house took a stone from the cemetery and placed it as like a footstone in front of his house. So they say that brought bad luck and burnt these houses down. Well, it's true. These houses burnt down. If it's a stone, I don't know. But it really did happen.
It's not the stone.
Of course not.
No, it's not the stone. My grandparents bought a plot for me when I was born.
Uh-huh.
Because, they were, high hopes. Eventually he'll die and we'll put his, rotting carcass here. I stole my headstone, like my marker. It just had a J-E on it when I was in high school.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I thought that was awesome. It was granite. My friend, it was Liz Lester at the time, but now it's Liz Potter. Her and I went to the cemetery and stole my headstone from my grave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not dead, so it's not my actual grave yet. Eventually, they'll dump me in there. But, no, I had that for a couple years, and my apartments never burnt down.
Oh. Well, did you die? That was your headstone still.
Yeah.
But you didn't die to call... You weren't a witch either,
No, I'm Polish. I don't think we're allowed to
eat witches. Yeah, that's a little bit different.
We just grow potatoes.
And drink vodka.
Not now. We're just having beer.
But, I mean, that's different. That's different than this witch that supposedly had a home back there.
See, the witch thing, I think, is more of just what people build up a person to be, as opposed to like, I use herbs to make tea and shit.
Mm-hmm.
A witch to me is just like a vegan.
Thank you.
Basically it's like, yeah. I don't
the
need
earth
this.
And things.
Yeah.
And the green.
I'm a summer sign. I bloom in the east. And it's just like, oh no, you just eat a lot of kale. But no. I think it's just like a witch thing is just what you build up someone to be, where you're confused and interested about what they're doing, their mm-hmm. random ridiculousness, to a lot of people that's just silly business.
Mm-hmm.
But that build up to be a witch because you're confused by it, you don't understand it, and you put a label on it, and label on it's witchcraft.
Yeah,
because fuck it, they use like plants and sorry, I don't know if I can swear or not.
Yeah, try not just keep it a little low. Yeah,
I try not to.
Just try.
I can't help it.
Sorry for just swearing, you listeners out there.
I don't have kids, so I don't care. But no, but with like the whole witchcraft / vegan angle, it's mm-hmm. just the you were into my cheese.
I really
foods.
Love like, them; they're delicious.
Oh, they're from Aldi's. They're like a dollar. It's awesome. Anyway, vegans won't eat those because they're probably made out of like baby cows, but they're delicious, so it's fine. Anywho, the witchcraft vegan thing, or not even just vegan, like those fake vegans. Well, I'm vegan, but I only eat fish. It's like, you're not a vegan, fucker. Anyway. I think a lot of people put a lot of stigma on stuff they don't get that has to do with things.
I agree. Also.
Things they don't care about. Like
views of Jonathan do not reflect me, Perry, or the network and the podcast.
Sorry, I'm old. Not as old as Perry, who's apparently has lung cancer and drinks the worst beer ever. No, I think a lot of stuff, where like when someone was doing something odd back in the day,
mm-hmm.
people put a weird stigma to it.
Yeah.
And that's true. Inclined, a whole oh, she was a witch, you know, she devil worshipped and that kind of stuff like that. It might just be a lady who just didn't like tea back then, and she used something else for tea. She just had soup.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was like, oh, that lady's crazy. She's got to be a witch. Boom. Stigma. And it sticks. And that sticks to her grave. Like, that's still there. That's still attached to her headstone, in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that crazy witch. It might have been someone that just didn't like tomatoes and everyone thought was crazy in that small little tiny town way back then.
Yeah, yeah. Which is totally possible.
I don't like tomatoes.
You're a witch.
I am. He said to kill wolves.
but we end up finding out, part of the story is that she took slaves from the Underground Railroad as they were coming up here and was doing sacrifices to them. The town ended up finding out, burned her, maybe had buried her somewhere. We're not sure what the true story is. What was that? For the tomatoes. Green fried tomatoes.
Okay.
What's
that? From my understanding from an associate, she was hanged on one of the trees behind the cemetery.
Or hung.
And then she was burned.
And that's you know what the story is for her, and then that trying to transcend across till now, blah blah blah. We see the story, we go back there, and you know I have to say for the most part. Oh, actually, there's still so much more. When I started going back there, you know, I really didn't know exactly where it was because it was all this wooded area. And then you find what they call Satan's Pool, which is what really is the name of St. Pat's. The whole thing behind St. Pat's is called Satan's Pool. So if you're from around here. That's what they would really call it with
Did
Satan's Pool.
There?
Huh?
Did we go there?
I'm pretty sure we probably...
That sounds really familiar.
I'm pretty sure.
It's actually, it's possible. It is possible you've come at one occasion.
Oh, I've come a lot. But,
yeah, I know you do, big boy.
Oh,
this is supposed to be, this is supposed to be children friendly.
It is.
This is supposed to be children friendly.
You made it dirty. I was saying I've come at a lot of places. Or come to a lot of places, I should say.
Sorry. I got gotcha.
Wording,
gotcha.
Wording was wrong.
but yeah, so they had Satan's Pool there, which there was a pool on the property. And the rest of the – when I went there was actually like an old house or some kind of partial of the building and some cars. Eventually, they end up taking that out. Someone owns that property. There's no doubt about that. Who, I don't know. But one time I went there, which I want to say was around 2000, maybe 2001. Would I get like – burp in your face or something?
No, I think your dog burped.
Oh, really you stinky. Burped at Jonathan's face.
Ziggy got me. You got me, bud.
But one time we went and the cops came because someone was watching a property. And they, what are you guys doing? And I showed them, you know, my wonderful...
Wait, was that weird by the train station with Perry?
No, no, this was a different... No,
and
no.
His little shitty red car?
No, no, not that thing, no.
No.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that a little later. But, you know, they came and, like I said, that was around 2000, maybe 2001-ish, somewhere around there. And they told us a year before that date that they found a hobo or something who was dead. He died back there. They don't know if he was murdered. They don't know, but they found the body back there.
In Grace Lake?
At the St. Pat Cemetery.
Yes.
What makes that cemetery even more famous was in the early 90s, a stripper was found murdered. Back there in that property as well.
Don't talk about that. Oh. I'm super involved with that.
Oh, yeah. So that brings up more to the mystery of what's actually going on there.
Where is he going?
Yeah, he's taking us on an adventure with him, maybe to the bathroom.
Are you about to change a diaper?
I'm in the house.
Yeah, I know. Are you about to change a diaper?
And in fact, with St. Pat's Cemetery, you mentioned Psycho Steve earlier.
Yes.
Psycho Steve, when he discovered this place because, you know, after he came here from Jersey and moved in with this guy, they split an apartment, but this is how I kind of learned of it early on. But he gave me an opportunity to talk with him one time when he was actually home from work, and this guy had some stories on that place. And do mind, you know, me and you were both senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably early on when we started finding out about that place. Apparently from what his roommate had told me, amongst the stripper that was murdered, on one occasion that he had showed up there, It was before there was a light out there in front of the entryway into the cemetery. And him and a buddy had actually pulled up there and stopped. Shut the car off because...
Whoa, Ziggy, chill.
Oh,
that's probably John O'Hagan.
Yeah.
Go ahead, go.
That hurt. That hurt my ears.
You'd be okay.
Anyway.
You completely lost now.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Pierre. But yeah, go back to Psycho Steve and when he parked in the area there
with a light.
And this is supposed to be a radio show?
No. Are you eating a carrot?
Anyways.
back on track, Mr. Pierre.
Yes, back on track. Him and his buddy were just sitting there in the car with and had turned it off. Just like, you know, trying to see if like anything would kind of happen because there were that lore that there would, you know, you'd be seeing some mists or, you know, just something paranormal of sorts. Mm-hmm. And after a little bit, I guess he had turned over to his side as he was the driver, and there was someone in a robe had come up with a sickle and came in to slice his throat, did get a scratch on him.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, yes, this is what he had told me.
I mean, does he have a scar on his neck from being sickled?
I would have to track down this other gentleman because he was the one that was driving. Your it was a buddy of his that was in the passenger seat. A dead dog or half of a dead dog got thrown onto the hood of their car.
What?
And they got and other people came out from the other side from the bushes to go at them at the car, and he took off. Apparently, they were being chased all the way into Wisconsin.
By really? People in robes with half dead dogs.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said they were being chased into the state of Wisconsin with people in robes carrying half dead dogs to throw on the
road.
Well,
they had apparently thrown half of a dead dog on top of their car.
Was it the front half or the back half?
Before other people or whoever they were, druidists, whatever they were doing, and it had come out.
Was that anti-Semitic?
No, he said druid.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, go on. Sorry.
You know, came out from them across the road in the bushes across the road from that cemetery. And had tried to obviously get into their car and pull them out, but he had been able to start the car right away and take off. And these guys had jumped in a vehicle as well right after them and started following them and followed them all the way into Wisconsin, somewhere in Kenosha County, before they had actually turned off and, you know, disbanded their little deal with the trying to do some murder, whatever they were trying to attempt to do. But at least that was the one story that I remember early on that I was told.
That makes complete sense.
Well, it's, you know, just to recap, it's him talking about, you know, Psycho Steve going to the show, the wonderful cultic show, getting lamb thrown on him. Apparently, we lost connection with the server, so hopefully it's working out. But numerous times we ended up going to that property, and we've been there at night. You know, I've been there during the daytime. I gotten lost back there.
Eventually
found
it
properly, but. Me and Perry, we've been back there and knew our area. Knew our area in the daytime, and somehow we got disoriented and lost. And it's big property, but once you've been back there enough times, you kind of know where things are. It's kind of impossible you know, to get lost, you know, especially what area you're coming in. Go ahead, Barry.
And even from some of the people that I had talked to and you've spoken to as well, that some of these certain landmarks back there are supposed to be pretty easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in specific locations. Of course, they're never going to get lost. But, yeah, we were disoriented on one such occasion, even though, you know, I had been back through some of those parts a couple times before with other people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I've heard stories of, possibly Indian burial grounds back there. We were trying to look for, like, sandstone, you know, some, like, remnants of that. And I'm sorry, limestone. That's what we were looking for. Because that was used to cover burials to help with the smell and stuff like that.
Gotcha, okay.
And I've heard those reports. There's a lot of reports other than the actual property that is there. That's really what you get, you know, just the Satan's pool, the pool itself, and some of the remnants of the house and stuff like that. You know, but for the most part, I've never felt dreading, you know, back there, you know, although there has been some weird, you know, weird stories that, you know, have involved. Mm-hmm. Oh, like you remember, what's her face from high school who said she had her sister? Jackie Merida.
Yeah. And,
her sister was a supposed, you know, some kind of part of some kind of coven of some sort. And she told us a story that this coven killed an ex-boyfriend of one of the followers.
Wait, was it that chick that had a brother who could see in the fourth dimension?
I don't think so. Did Jackie Merida have a brother?
I can't recall 100%, but I don't think so.
You guys just bring over a chick who said her brother could see
just
in the fourth
dimension.
Just kick
him out of the way and sit down. Yeah. We actually have John O'Hagan here.
You can actually just sit on my lap.
But she's going to be getting ready for the Teach House show in a little bit here.
That's Pierre.
That's Mr. Bomb. Yeah, Mr. Bomb.
Actually, since you're kind of an outside perspective, and we're going to close the show in a little bit, John. Just surrender. Jonathan doesn't bite there.
John, sit. John,
we're talking about the. No, we're not talking about Perry.
John, sit on John. It's
look at how that works.
Why are we talking about me? Don't talk about me.
We can be sure we can do our own show now called My Two Johns.
Two Johns. Look, it's Vicky.
Oh my God, I haven't seen Vicky in like 10 years.
So I'm not paying her, Pierre.
What?
I'm getting paid in hand jobs, so.
And dog humping.
Don't make me waste my time.
John, you've been, you're like me, we're kind of transplants from Chicago, but you've been in Lake County enough. Like, what were the stories that you, and John, as well as Missouri, you're like triple transplant.
New York, Canada.
You're a traveling man, a nomad. From growing up here, what were the stories that you heard of local ghost hunts?
Local ghost hunts?
Yeah, anything like that.
Stuff that I've actually witnessed myself.
Right ahead, bring it on the show, go ahead.
When I lived in Kansas and Wisconsin, again from up there,
mm-hmm.
We had to move out because I think I told you a story once off air, or like one time, whenever, but my future niece, they were pregnant at the time, and mm-hmm. me and my brother went to the store, and we had come back, and we saw... a girl in the window looking out the window, and we figured it was his wife just looking out like, okay, they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go in and there's no one there.
Is he peeing?
I hope not.
It sounds like he's peeing.
You're not doing it, are you, Pierre?
No, I'm washing my hands.
Because did pee. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead, John.
And it was, and then like she was passed out sleeping. There was nobody there. And then in the bassinet, the reason we had to move was we would find knives and scissors and stuff in the baby's bassinet. And then poltergeist activity, when I first moved
really?
There, my Spider-Man Christmas ornament got chucked out of the room, and the noise came from the attic.
Was that a girlfriend that just did that?
No, or? I wish it was one of those.
Okay, okay.
But it was like literally... Because
if I had one of those, my girlfriend would totally just throw it out the window.
This is perfect to destroy him with.
But then the clocks would change, and you'd hear the toilet would go and flush. And,
wow.
And we went up, and of course the big joke was when we got up there to find out what all the activity was, there was actually an old burnt dildo, and we're like, are we really being haunted for this? Are you fucking serious?
It makes sense.
Thank you for that.
It makes sense.
And again, it's a true, and again, I wish, of course, my stories, they are true.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could say
they are true.
And then when
burnt dildos.
And then when I lived in Wakanda, my buddy actually lived in a house where the husband actually killed his wife, and... the bathroom toilet.
Actually, I think that I might have heard something about
that. Hilarious. Look at the report.
Yeah.
Man kills wife with burnt dildo.
That to me would make sense. Like, I would do that to my girlfriend. I would kill her for any day. I've
heard something about
that. I've enough of this, honey.
Quit peeing and talking about dildos pairing. It's weirding me out.
Oh, John, I've actually heard something about that now that I've been living out here in Island Lake and trying to do some of the history around here.
I don't know which John he's talking to.
I'm a Jonathan.
Oh, can you hear him?
I'm not a John.
No, I can. I'm kind of hearing him from Jonathan.
Okay, yeah, let me get your
You're super loud in my headset. Like you're insanely loud.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to turn it down just a little bit.
No, but are you on both sides?
I'm loud.
I get you on both sides like a sandwich.
Can you hear me now?
No, you're fine.
Oh, no, Perry, don't worry. I'm getting DP'd from every angle.
I feel like the guy from Scott Pilgrim now. I'll be quieter.
It's audio-ly, I guess. Is that even a word? Audio-ly?
No, you just made that up.
Thank you.
You said something about a house Wakanda where
he's trying to do a show and work at the same time. So
which show is this one?
Since you're just tuning in, this is the LCJH podcast. So you're actually breaking in the first. I was kind of explaining to them earlier. This is kind of a soft reboot in a sense to LCJH, you know, podcast. Okay.
My butt hurts.
So you guys are all virgins helping break in. We don't even have a trifista anymore. This is a quadfista now.
Oh God, I don't have that much room.
Well, I got excited when I saw on Facebook when you were sending Perry messages about going on the Come on Your Face. So mm-hmm. This was a Come on Justin Facebook party.
Oh yes, yeah.
You know, you missed that. Lucy and I totally just. Oh, we creamed him.
Did he at least anybody offer to help clean up, or was that just by himself?
No. He cleans it up perfectly fine on his own.
I'm not a woman, all right? I'm not going to clean up cum off a Mexican's face, okay? They can do that by themselves. What do I pay him for? God.
So that story you were that was in Wisconsin, right?
That was the second one, the one with the... Not the dildo one is Kansasville, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And the murder was in Wakanda.
This is an interesting podcast now.
Yeah, this I've heard about.
You heard about the dildo or the other one?
No,
I'm sorry for our smaller listeners, but these are true stories that are being told here.
If he's in Island Lake, Wakanda's the next town over. So
of course, yeah.
Exactly. So I, you know, even among, because I've been doing a lot of the research, at least amongst what's around here in town, and Wakanda back in the 1850s was one of the bigger towns to be around in that was established throughout Lee County.
The burnt dildos throw away.
But I think I had heard a little bit about that. And if I were to be able to go to that house, that would be pretty interesting.
I can just get you a dildo pair as well.
And burn it up. Smack it around. Here you go, Pierre. Any other stories, John? Well, living in Lake County, anything you heard that's the local lore or anything like that?
Local lore-wise?
Nothing?
Again, probably everything you reported on about the asylum you know, and then, of course, Bull Creek or whatever.
Bull Valley, that's another good one.
Wait, you heard of the asylum? We were there right before they closed it.
Are you talking about...
The one in Chicago?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. We were there
Chicago?
Right before they closed it. Yeah.
Maryville? Are you talking about Wooster Lake Asylum, John?
I've heard about... Which one's the one up here? Because I've heard about the one in Chicago, and I've heard about the one up here.
The one up here is Sunnybrook Asylum,
About, then I've heard about Merrillville.
Yeah.
Then,
that's the one we went to. Let's go into that, and then we'll close the show off from there.
Crazy night at Merrillville.
Let's close it out. We actually have Perry on.
And Perry was never inside because he wouldn't go inside because of asbestos.
Because he's a wuss. Almost every other thing he's wussed out on.
I'm afraid of asbestos on Perry.
They're going to come and get us.
Someone had to be outside because the cops were around.
No, that didn't come out until later. That didn't happen until later. Let's just start from the beginning.
That was until the end.
No, let's start from the beginning. So, of course, I heard about this place on the internet, and then I ended up meeting... We met some people, right?
We met a whole group.
Yeah, we met a whole other group.
There was like 5 or 6 people.
And it was like 10 of us or something all together.
No, there was more than that.
Was there? Damn.
Oh, yeah. No, we met like 5 or 6 people, and there was like 5 or 6 of us.
But we're talking about, of course, any place that we're talking about on the show tonight, I don't condone going to without permission.
It doesn't exist anymore.
They tore it down?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like years ago.
And I wish we would have got pictures at that time and everything, because no one knows about that.
Well, no one has cell phones with cameras.
And of course, right now on this podcast. Well, then I didn't.
Nobody did because it was that long ago.
Exactly. Yeah, that was like 10 years ago, actually. That was long, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, I found out about the place on the internet. We met up with another group there. And we, like, this is, what, 2 or 3 building compound type of place?
Way more than that.
Yeah.
We broke in.
To the main empty.
The main building.
Yeah, which was huge.
We broke down boards, and the first thing we come across is a giant Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yep.
Filled with black water, a tricycle,
and
all kinds of random debris. And it's like, welcome. Oh, here's a trail of bloody footprints.
You're already getting ahead of us. We had, remember Anthony? Anthony was with us.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Anthony, believe it or not, lives down the street from my house here in my old apartments at King Court. You're I just found it. I ran into him. I should have called him and got him a hold of it.
I thought he became like a Jehovah's Witness or
something. No, I think it was religious or something like that. But anyways, so we go in there, and you got Anthony, Autumn, these other people, and everyone's all like, oh, my God. Yeah, seriously, it was like, oh, my God.
No, it was creepy.
It was creepy. It was like Silent Hill style.
There were bloody footprints in a pool full of black water with like a tricycle in it.
What happened was we go in, we get to the pool.
And you guys didn't even get a chance to go out.
Yeah, we didn't investigate. Well, that's...
No, we investigated.
We didn't go all the way. We didn't follow the footprints, though. Remember?
No, we did.
No,
we followed the footprints.
It went around a corner. So anyways, let me finish. Let me finish.
Perry knows nothing about this. He hit like a bitch.
Because he was outside,
Oh, there's ghosts.
So
I'm
we're in there, we're traveling, and people, we actually, I think, heard like upstairs, like someone walking or something like that. And we go to one area, and it's going to the basement. I remember the basement being flooded or something like that.
All the basements were, all the stairs that went into the basement were flooded.
Were you guys the only group at the time in there? Like, you said you met up with a whole group.
We were the only official.
We walked in a herd.
Okay, that's what I meant. Like nobody broke away and was.
No. The only people who broke away was Perry and 2 other guys that stayed outside
with
them.
As we've gathered, Perry was afraid of the asbestos ghost. We get that. Yeah. Who are you going to call?
Asbestos busters.
You're right.
Yeah, we were the only group in there, and we stayed together. That was the most part. We stayed together. Yeah. We found the area that was flooded. Then we started walking down the hall, and we went into a room.
Do you remember all the chairs in the whole place faced the same direction?
Oh, yeah. I do remember something about that, too.
That was fucked up, right? Like, it didn't make any sense. Like, every room we went into, all the chairs faced the same direction, and they weren't straight. Like, they're on an angle, all facing, like, north or west or some shit. But they were every chair in the whole place was facing the same direction. And they weren't, like, aligned with the desk or were, like, what they should be. Like, they were tilted.
Okay.
Like, they all faced the same way.
And again, like you said, you guys had to break in to get in there, so it wasn't
And it was actually, I think we just moved the thing.
Yeah, we moved some plywood.
Yeah, we just moved the plywood.
There was boards and plywood.
I think there was, like, a hole, too. That's how I found out about it, was that there was this internet to get in. Go to this window.
Told me how to go get raped by hobos.
Well, yeah, because that's... Okay, so we go through, we found through, like, classrooms, wasn't it? Was, like, classrooms or something?
Tons of classrooms. Do you remember the gymnasium? We go into the gymnasium, and this whole place is without power, flooded, shitty, broken down, and there's this one exit sign.
That was on.
Like 100 feet away from us. Way up on the ceiling, just on. Just one exit sign. It was just like, do we go that way? like is this our sign?
That's,
like, get the fuck out of here.
That's actually where the internet hobo was waiting to exit.
Come here.
No, but seriously, there were bloody footprints, and it wasn't like wearing shoes.
Okay. So we're going down the hallway. And you forgot the one thing. We see a bucket. Remember? We see a bucket. It was a bucket. We were seeing a bucket in the middle of the hallway, and we walk up to it. And that's where we saw the flooding prevents leap from the bucket to around the corner. And as soon as we were about to go around the corner, we got a phone call.
We stepped over the fetuses. And then we get a phone call.
To the aborted and sacrificial fetuses. We get this phone call from Perry now. Seriously, it was like, do-do-do-do. Hey, I think there's cops here.
It would have been funny. Perry would have said
there
7 days.
There definitely were cops.
There were cops. They actually sent the dogs out.
Yeah,
actually,
seriously. No, we got, like, chased down by dogs. We were hiding in bushes.
And this is why it was good for me to be outside.
Wait, go on. Explain that. Go on.
The light? Do you remember the light?
Yes.
Okay, so we're getting ready to, like, sneak out of there because of the cops. And we're walking this really hallway. Pitch black, like, I think only 1 or 2 people have flashlights because everyone's batteries died.
That's right. We were there for, like, an hour.
Yeah. Walking down the hallway, and no one's saying a fucking word. No one's saying an effing word. It's silent. And all of a sudden, this whole fluorescent lighting fixture, not just like a light bulb, the whole fixture, boom!
Oh, geez.
Against the wall, shatters. Everyone basically shits themselves.
Yeah. Like, how professional were you guys? Like, you saw that? You're like,
No, we were getting out of there,
No, it was behind us.
Oh, Jesus.
We were trying to rush out because Perry said the police were coming. And this thing just hits the wall.
They're not really watching.
Everyone poops their pants. Because, you know, it was terrifying. We run outside, and then there's a cop car and a truck with a flashlight driving through the yard looking for us. So we're hiding in the bushes. Yeah.
We barely escaped. We escaped them, actually.
We got away from the cops.
Yeah, we were pretty good about that.
We didn't get in contact with the cops till we were at the car.
Exactly. And that's when he's like, hey, you guys, you know.
You can't go in there. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah. Well, no. So he's asking us what we're doing, which is the thing is Perry and the other people were still on the property while we were leaving.
They were all rubbing each other's pussies.
They freaked out. Yeah. And I think
changed each other for asbestos.
Oh, no, they didn't even find them. We waited for them to come out.
That's right, yeah.
But the cop came in. He sent another, cop with a dog. He says, we sent the dog. And he was, scared. He was, not just scared, but he was also afraid for us.
He was concerned for us.
Yeah, he was concerned. Yeah, thank you. Concerned. And he's like, and he didn't, ticket us or get mad. He's just like, listen, you don't want, he actually said, you don't want to be there. Bad things happen here.
Yeah.
That's what he told us.
Yeah.
And he just says, you guys got to go right now. And that was it. And he was mad because he's like, you guys are, he says, we sent the dogs out, And that was seriously, he was really concerned about our safety.
Yeah.
And that was one of the first times, other than St. Pat's, getting the talking from the cops then, giving us some info, where I'm like, something goes on here, other than,
Well, that house that burned down in Gray's Lake, we went there with Perry.
Oh, yeah.
And the cops showed up there too.
Yeah. Well, no. He wasn't even he was there sitting in the back.
Of course.
In the back of the seat, and he didn't even know we were there. We just popped up, and all of a sudden, he's like, he almost looked like he was doing something wrong, because he was like, what are you guys doing here? We're like, what are you doing here?
I remember I had a pipe and some contraband, I'll put it that way, on me, and I just put it on the wheel. I'm just like, here, it's not mine now.
Hey.
We're legal. We just walked around a burnt down house
in the
woods.
Does that quarry off of Bonner Road still exist in Wakanda? Or did they actually finally build...
Are you eating that carrot now?
Yeah, he's eating. I'm asking a question. Hey, Perry, you're eating. Because I remember back when I lived there, there was a trail that went back there, and it was the old quarry, and it was the woods, and people... Again, started drawing pentagrams and all that shit on
stuff
the trees,
like that. Yeah.
Trying, so I don't know if that
over
was
here in Wakanda.
In Wakanda off of Bonner Road, right past Washington. Because it was by my buddy's house, who a little ways up lived. Burger excavating is over there still and stuff. I don't know. It's been years since I've been that way.
Was it a cheeseburger mine?
No, not Bonner. I wish, but the hamburger would have robbed the shit out of
place.
That'd
be awesome.
A cheeseburger mine? That's fine. We're about to close out here soon anyway, since we gotta get started here. Well, that was great. I'm really glad you guys joined. You have to go right now. Can you just close it? Yeah, go ahead. That's all right.
I'm gonna go pee.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for having me.
I can pee when I want to.
Yeah.
It was nice to meet you. Have a good night. See you later.
Okay, gotta go.
We're about to close out here, so thanks, guys, for joining us and sharing your stories and sharing the stories with the group. We barely even scraped some of the stories that we had. So, for the most part, I invite both you and John back on, John O'Hagan as well, just to confirm that to further talk about local ghost stories and stuff like that. We're going to try it. It all depends. I'm hoping to keep Perry on, but we're going to get some other guests this month. I'm just waiting on them to confirm what dates they want. And we're going to continue this conversation with some of the adventures that we've been on. But we're looking at about Sunday, probably the same time maybe. Other than that, Saturday's been one thing to talk about, as well as Friday night. So we'll see how that goes. But other than that, you can always keep up with us here at the lcghresearchgroup.org. Check out the blog, which will be able to be updated with this current episode, which I'm still contemplating. Should I call it episode one? I think I should.
If it's
but,
a soft reboot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Call it LCGH now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm about to cross.
No, thank you.
No,
I was joking around because earlier I said, well, this is actually something I would bring up on the other show, but I feel it is like a soft reboot, We're redoing things, got, a whole new cast going on, basically, and, kind of rebranding it. So, once again.
Rebranding, then, number one.
Basically, yeah. So. Soft reboot. So this is probably episode one. So you'll be able to check that out on the blog. You can check out our past episodes on blogtalkradio.com. You know, further check things out there. You can also go to theanomalousradionetwork.net. Check out our archives there. So you won't only be able to check out the Podbean site, but go to the Anomalous Radio Network site and download archives from there as well. So I thank everyone for tuning in. We're going to be shortly getting ready for our wonderful Critical Hit Anomalous, which will be coming up around 8 o'clock here, which we'll have John. And I think Jonathan will stay with us. We'll have Dak and Ed will be joining us a little later. Of course, people listening in the archive, that really doesn't matter to you. But since I brought it up, when you're done listening to this episode, go ahead and check out the next episode of Teach, which will be uploaded a little bit after as well. So thank you again. Hopefully, Perry, are we going to be hearing from you again or what?
Well, I didn't know we were done. So, well, of course, there's many, many more stories that we've got.
Exactly. So we're going to try to keep it weekly. I might even do a two shows in a week, depending on how these other guests turn out. So just keep updated. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me at LCGH at Twitter, Justin Villarreal on Facebook. You can also find the LCGH Research Group on Facebook as well, which will be able to keep you updated for everything here. In case you are just tuning in or for whatever reason caught the end of this, tonight we talked a little about some local lore, a little bit of the history with involving us and the group, as well as St. Pat's Cemetery, Maryville Academy, which we just kind of shortly finished with, and a few other stories. So,
plenty of stories.
Plenty of stories will be within this podcast alone. And if you have any questions, send them to those Twitter handles, Facebook handles, whatever. We'll be able to get you on as well if you want to join the conversation too, if in case you have some stories you want to share as well. So you can contact me through Skype as well, GhostHunterJ82. But overall, find me here on the wonderful social network. So thank you all. Shortly, Teach Out will be live, and we'll be seeing you guys next week. So good night, everyone.